Hey everyone, this is David. It's a quick hit. I had to jump on here today. I got some things to say. A few quick hits of what's happened in the past 24 hours. So, buying Beverly Hills, it has arrived in our lives. And Mauricio, Mr. Umansky, she has something to say. Hi, Mauricio. They all listen, guys. They all listen to Behind the Velvet Rope. So, take your seat, Mauricio. Make sure, Farah's to your left and Alexia's behind you. Hi, Sophia. They're all here, guys. They're all listening. But Mr. Umansky has been doing press to promote buying Beverly Hills. And he's got some things to say. He has, people are asking him, they're calling him out and saying, listen, we've had many years of you and Kyle on Housewives. We never really solve any problems. And then we watched a whole season, season 13. Cameras were picked back up of the dissolution of your marriage, and you are on a reality show, and yet we had a three-part reunion, and it's a whole nothing burger, and we've learned nothing about you and Miss Richards. And now here you are, Mr. Umansky, and we welcome you into our homes at Netflix. Netflix ain't Bravo, people. Netflix is fucking worldwide. That shit's major. You know what I mean? Y'all want to be on Bravo? Guess what? Good luck with that dream. I'm gonna go to be on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Ryan Serhant. Are we gonna watch Ryan's new show coming to Netflix? All about Serhant. Do we need another real estate show in our life? I say yes, personally. As I talk how bored I am with Housewives, I fucking love the real estate shows. I love Million Dollar Listing. I love Selling Sunset. I don't mind buying Beverly Hills. I love selling the OC. Polly, we had Polly on, Kayla, we had all the people, Gio, we had all the people on from that show. It was good. But here we are, and buying Beverly Hills. The first season wasn't bad. I still see differences in the trailer that I think they've revamped it, and it's going to be like Vanderpump Rules, and we're going to get into the young ones dramas. But Mr. Umansky has been saying, so here they are, they're doing press, and people are saying, like, you're advertising that we're going to find out more about your and Kyle's marriage in this show. Kyle, is not going to be a part of the show, but your three daughters will, and you're working with them all day. And from the trailer, it seems like you are talking about this. So, are you fucking us? Are you fucking us? Because we basically just got fucked over on RHOBH, right? I mean, we watched a whole season, and here we are, and we know absolutely nothing. So, are we going to watch Buying? And listen, if this was being advertised, like, here's the trailer for season two of Buying Beverly Hills, and we're all going to watch, and there's no mention of Kyle or the problems, then we know that that's not part of the show. Because in season one, Kyle was very clear about not being a part of it. Now, I don't think she's going to be a part of it, but in the trailer, you're talking about the marriage and the disillusion and this and that. So, are we going to get fucked? And are these like little clips that we're never going to see on the show? Or B, are these the only clips? Because based on what we're seeing, we're going to know more about the marriage and what's going on. Do you buy it, guys? Because let me tell you something. Now, I watched season one of Buying Beverly Hills, but my gut says most of you listening didn't. Y'all missed the first season of The Traitors as well. Now you've gone back and watched it. I get it. That's how it works sometimes in life, right? But, I bet you a lot more of you are going to tune in to season two of Buying Beverly Hills. Maybe not all of you, because you feel so fucked based on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But based on the trailer, it seems like we're going to learn more about Kyle and Mauricio, and it's going to be somewhat of a storyline. And that when Mauricio is doing these interviews, people are calling him out and saying, like, you better stick with it. So what do you guys think? I mean, are we going to get fucked and learn absolutely nothing? Probably. Thinking that's the answer I'm gonna choose. Look, I did well in school. What have I done with the rest of my life? I don't know. Here I am. But I did well in school. Like, I got those questions right. I got like straight A's and shit. So if I'm taking the test again and I'm gonna take myself back to high school, probably like hundreds of decades ago at this point. I'm going to choose that answer on the test that we're going to find absolutely nothing out. And it's all editing in the trailer. But Mauricio, she's talking. Girlfriend is talking. And she says, you know, we will find more out. All right, Mauricio, because let's remember this podcast here behind the velvet rope. Also, Mauricio is saying, you know, he's sticking up for the Beverly Hills Housewives. He's sticking up for Bravo. He's saying, you know, it's not fair to criticize RHOBH in this past season and say you've learned nothing. Oh, really, Mauricio? Why is that? Because these people listening to Behind the Velvet Rope here have watched every minute of last season and they're fucking pissed off at your nothing ass burger. Well, he's saying, don't forget, Mauricio, we don't forget. Don't talk down to us. He's saying, don't forget that we filmed the whole season of RHOBH and then we said cameras up, like Drew and Ralph's nothing burger of a divorce. Cameras up for the Scandoval. Cameras up for Carl and Lindsay on Summer House. Cameras up. So he said, let's not forget we filmed the whole season and it was nothing about me and Kyle. And then when this was announced, we said cameras up. Okay, and he's saying buying Beverly Hills is different timing. We were actually right in the middle of filming. Okay, so girlfriend's got a point, right? My girl Mauricio, she's got a point. So I get it. I get it. That's a valid point. So you're saying that we didn't see more on Beverly Hills because we filmed the whole season and then we did cameras off. And you were right at the beginning, middle of the season on Buying Beverly Hills when the split was announced. And that's why the timing of this was better. And Netflix has the real gold. Well, we also had a reunion that we just watched, Mauricio. And that was filmed after it was announced. This timing that you say is such golden during Buying Beverly Hills. The reunion was filmed at the same time, months later. So shouldn't we then, you know, to give you the benefit of the doubt, we didn't see it during the season, even though camera's up. But shouldn't we have seen it then during the reunion? And Kyle mentioned nothing. It is none of our fucking business, Miss Richards has told us. None of our fucking business. For all the people in the back listening to me right now, you guys feel good about that? And she maybe can see herself dating Morgan laughing. So, all right, Mauricio, I was going to watch the show anyway because I am addicted. I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to real estate porn. I love real estate porn. Selling Sunset's the best real estate show that's ever existed. So, it ain't no Selling Sunset, but I'm going to watch. Going to watch. So. Now we have the daughters involved in all this. I mean, I don't know. Anything for reality TV, right? I'm gonna watch. I was gonna watch anyway. He says we're gonna learn more. We're gonna hold you to that. By the way, he's also responding to Paris. You know, we see the trailer and he's saying that Rick Hilton fucked him. Paris spoke out. We already covered that on the show. You know, you guys can go and listen to that, where, you know, she said she's sick of Mauricio using the Hilton name to promote his little show and blah, 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 blah. Well, of course, he's asked about Paris and with his three daughters sitting there. Portia is not there. She's not old enough yet to go work at the agency. Let me guess. Portia's going to go into real estate. Okay, keep it in the family. I get it. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Why not? But I mean, talk about he goes into Rick Hilton and asks to be a partner. I mean, anyone at Hilton at the agency should just leave. David and James from Million Dollar Listing just left. They started. Forgot where they went, but they went somewhere. Why would you ever stay at the agency? I mean, you're never going to be a partner. I mean, our partners are going to be Farrah and Alexia and Sophia and Portia. Well, I mean, that's how it works. I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking that. But they asked him in his response to his niece and the three girls are sitting there, so they're quiet as he responds to their cousin. He says, it's sad she got so upset about that. But at the end of the day, it's two businessmen making business decisions. Now, recently, I came under people. I said that I felt a little bit of misogyny when Carl Radke made the statement after Lindsay called him Cocaine Carl. I'll admit it, as important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. And he said, you know, Lindsay gets upset. When she gets upset, she gets emotional. I thought everyone was going to pat me on the back and say, woo, David, see, you're sticking up for, because I said, I felt that was a little misogynist. I a little bit. It's kind of how I read it. Well, apparently y'all don't like Lindsay and you're like, well, she is emotional. True. And she does get upset. True. Yeah. That listen, I'm not no team Carl or team Lindsay. I got problems with both of them. You know what I'm saying? You ask me if I'm team Melissa or Teresa. The only place I'm doing RHONJ recaps when the season comes back is on Patreon. I'm not doing it here. Just not. So I'm not team Melissa or Teresa. I mean, Melissa, lately I've been more team Melissa, believe it or not. Teresa is just a fucking animal. She's just an animal. She's a caged animal. She annoys me. But Melissa's annoying too. Team nobody, team Carl or Lindsay. I'm going to choose to eat my hamburger and my large pizza and my Chinese that I ordered in the back room. Team nobody. But on that note, I find this a little misogynistic where he's saying to Paris Hilton, we're just two businessmen making business decisions. Maybe I'm reading into it because you came from my Paris, but I mean, she's not going to clap back because Paris doesn't do that. She's not going to give this any more light. But if I were her, I would respond to this and remind Mauricio that he's a businessman and there's two businessmen. I would remind Mr. Mauricio, my uncle, of all the things I've accomplished and how much money I've made and how I get $1 million to show up and spin records and be a DJ a night. Nobody is better at fucking branding than Paris Hilton. Although that Kris Jenner, she's as good. She's probably better. But that Paris, let's not forget she was the original. So I just think Paris does not need to be reminded about what a businessman is in the world, Mauricio. Mauricio. And then he says, I felt like I deserved something. I asked for something. He didn't want to do it. I chose to go off on my own. Okay, that's fair. You know, there's a lot of things about how he left and files and employees, but I don't really care enough. So he's not there. It's over. Buying Beverly Hills, there you go. We gotta go. I don't have all data. Just talk about this stuff. This is supposed to be a quick hit, but humor me. Next season of Beverly Hills, you know what I would love? You guys are really mixed on the return of Miss Hilton, Kathy. It's not guaranteed she's coming back, but what I would love is because we have the insensitive Kathy and, Erica, they're talking about Christmas trees and Sutton's doing this and she's going to the hospital and she said I was coming for her next. You know, everyone's like, why was she coming for her? Well, I believe it's like family. I believe it's like, I can slap around my sister Kyle, and she's gonna do everything I fucking say because I'm the older sister. And after Big Kathy, the mama, House of Hiltons, check it out. But after the Big Kathy, the mama, I'm in charge. So you don't go against Kathy Hilton. So I can smack around Kyle, but Satine, you ain't family girl. Don't you talk about Kim? Don't you talk about Kyle? So I believe, because we all saw Rinna and Kyle and Kathy and drama. What I think would make a great season, and if the producers were smart, well, first of all, you would not be talking about Kyle and Mauricio next season. It's over. You'd focus on Morgan and Kyle. the relationship, dating, everything. The love, I mean, that's what I would, it's a love story. It's a love story. Kyle's in love, and I would never take away someone being in love. So I would focus on the fact that Kyle Richards is in a new phase of her life and she's madly in love with a 28-year-old country singer. She'll be 29 at the time, guys. But I would bring back Kathy as a friend of. She's not going to be a housewife, let's face it. She's not going to show up for everything. She's Kathy Hilton. She's planning parties. She runs Beverly Hills. But I would bring back Kathy, and I would have Kathy and Kyle. This is everything's fine. You don't speak about my sister that way. I would have them be have each other's backs. Think about it. Wouldn't you guys love to see Kathy Hilton go postal on Sutton and everyone else coming for Kyle? Now, I know you guys have some problems with that because you don't love Kyle. I get it. And a lot of you love Sutton. I love Sutton. So I don't wish Sutton any harm, but I enjoy good TV. So none of these people are personal to me because I don't know them. My mother, my father, my sister, this, that, my friends, people in my life are the ones that I have feelings about. I don't have feelings about people that I don't know. I've met Sutton, I know her. I mean, more than a lot of these others. I love Sutton as a person, but I would like to see Kathy Hilton back on the show. Having Kyle's back, I don't think we're going to have drama between those two because we've already done that. Just being a bulldog protector of Kyle. So if you take your feelings for Kyle out of it, I think that would make great TV. Everyone says, where do we go next? I think that's where we go. You bring back Kathy and you let Kathy finish what she didn't start at the reunion. And that is taking down Sutton. And I think she wants to take down Sutton because Sutton put her name in her mouth. You lost two sisters. I mean, I think you don't speak about Kyle's family. Kathy could speak about Kyle's family, but, and I think that would be interesting TV. A united Kyle and Kathy front. They're not firing Kyle. Obviously, she says she's not sure she's coming back. Stop your lying, Kyle Richards. And have Kathy and Kyle. And listen, then you're all going to turn on Kathy. It's not like you're going to say go. You're going to also hate Kathy, probably. But Kathy will be the defender of Kyle and she'll go after Sutton. We'll have some other nuances. It might save fucking Dorit's job because she'll go after Dorit too. I think that would be great, seeing Kathy Hilton just smack these people down. I don't know. I don't know where else the show goes after this, to be very honest with you. But that's what I've come up with after sleeping on this for a day. Yeah, it's possible Anna Marie will go because y'all hate her. And I don't know. There's something about that Kemsley, Dorit Kemsley, something that she has nine lives. I'm not sure it's her time yet to go. It's weird. I have a feeling she'll be back. So if you got rid of Anna Marie, like if you only got rid of Anna Marie, kept everyone else and brought in Kathy, it's something. I still think we need a cast change, but it's over a million. It did well. If you ask me today, that's my prediction. Kathy's in, Anna Marie's out. Kathy and Kyle are going to be united. They're not going to fight. And she's going to come after Dorit and Satine. And who will Dorit then be friends with? I mean, it ain't going to be, Garcelle, because you annoy the fuck out of her. I guess it'll be, oh, and then Erica will be caught in the middle between Kathy and between Kyle and Dorit, and Erica also just doesn't care and she doesn't kiss Kathy's ass. I don't know. It's an interesting season. That's what I think should happen. Yeah, I would love, nobody's coming. Listen, guys, of course, I want Miss Camille Donatacci, Grammer Meyer on my fucking TV screen. Number one person from the franchise I want back. It's not going to happen. It's just not. Denise is not coming back. Sutton wants her back. It's just not happening. So I really don't think anyone else is coming back from the past. I think after this season, especially, they tried that. They tried the sprinkling in of Cynthia Bailey's sprinkling Denise. And yeah, Denise had a great scene, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it. That's just my crystal ball says Kathy is in and it's united Kathy and Kyle front. Man. These quick hits are not quick. I love you all. Have you listened to my show earlier today? We had Mindy Kahn on. Remember Facts of Life? Remember that show? She's starring in the new Palm Royale. Oh, Palm Royale looks so good. But she's also like BFFs in real life with Dolores Catania. not BFFs, but they're friends. She's friends with Dolores and the Sarge. I didn't tell her I called Marge the Sarge when she was here. Guys, when I have interviews with celebrities, it's not about me. So it's I wouldn't tell Mindy Kahn from Facts of Life that I call Marge the Sarge. But she's really good friends with them, and she was on Facts of Life. Well, guess who else was on Facts of Life? She really is BFFs in real life with Kim Fields. So we talk about RHOA and what Mindy told her before she started RHOA. Here's my advice, Miss Kim Fields. So have you listened to my chat with Mindy? Oh, you thought Palm Royale and Facts of Life. You didn't realize we also talk Housewives. Go listen to that. It aired earlier today. We talk about RHOA and Miss Fields and Miss Catania and the Sarge Marge. Hi, Margaret. Love you, girl. I'll see you guys soon. Here was a quick hit with David. Bye.